Good morning. Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. If you've got questions about motoring or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za and go back in time at the podcast at fmr.co.za. Today, the Mazda 3 2-litre hatchback. First things first, this thing has no hatchback looks. The lines are more like a four-door shooting brake. Previously California resident friend of mine thought it was some kind of Tesla by the looks at first. A really handsome car. Good looking and with the shiniest paint I've ever seen on a consumer car. The interior is exemplary, minimalist and upmarket. If it sounds like I'm gushing, well, I am. The ride characteristics, the sophistication and comfort, the noise, vibration and harshness punch well beyond its category and you would think luxury brand. Punching the throttle also has that executive feel, in sport mode particularly. Comfort is super prioritized. I must point this out. It's not a sports car. And for Mazda, it's good niche picking. And that whole feel is reinforced with lots of leather around the interior. They've got Apple CarPlay. It's not a touchscreen, but rather well implemented with a hand controller, and the touchscreen was not missed at all. Of course, the car gets a 5-star Euro NCAP rating for our safety standards, and great implementation of keyless go, and possibly the cleverest display of a fuel gauge ever. Instead of 0 to 1 divided into quadrants, the top number is the kilometers left in range. And this is just so obviously functional. Also, similarly, the speedometer, it shows a red tick for the national speed limit, whatever road you're on using the GPS, where all the other ticks are white. So you know exactly where the speed limit is. But then it goes even better. If your dial indicator goes above, the gauge trails a red line between the legal limit and your actual speed. Very intuitive, very obvious, and very good. Some really clever thinking has gone into the whole display. The 2-litre engine is frugal at 6.3 litres per 100 claimed, and you should get pretty close in real life. 121 kilowatts and 213 newton meters come out from the four-cylinder front-wheel drive with a six-speed box, and you're going to pay 485,000 rand for that. And let me be clear, it is luxurious. It really just missed heated seats. That's really what I can say. It's by far the best in class if you aren't seeking a pocket rocket. If you're looking for a sophisticated way to get around, this really is it. At a bargain in the category, as far as I'm concerned. That's it for me. Fine motoring this week with me, David Dundee. And that was the Mazda 3 2-litre. And if you've got questions about this car or anything else about motoring, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. And of course, the podcast, fmr.co.za. And we'll do some more motoring next week. Take care.